Welcome to the February 2020 recap. All data for this podcast came from NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information State of the Climate Report for February 2020, published online March 2020, and retrieved on May 7, 2020. For this summary, normal is the average over the past 125 years. Boring recap. Temperatures for most of the country were about average. Precipitation was approximately normal for most of the country, within about a quarter of an inch of normal. And because it's February, the winter send-off, temperatures for this winter were about 4 degrees above normal for the country, and winter precipitation was around 1 inch above normal. Now for the fun stuff, it's trivia time! Let's go over the rules. There are 6 regular categories, 1 wacky weather bonus category. I will read the question and the possible answers. Don't worry, it's multiple choice. I will pause, let you select your hopefully correct answer. Then I will read the answer. You keep track of your score. Let's see how well you do. First up, the cold category. Which state had their coldest February since 1999? Was it A, Florida, B, Maryland, C, Alaska, or D, Wisconsin? And the answer is C, Alaska. They were in their coldest 1/3 of their 96-year record and coldest February since 1999. Warm category. Finishing in February, who had their warmest winter on record? Was it A, Boston, Massachusetts, B, Allentown, Pennsylvania, C, Denver, Colorado, or D, Fort Wayne, Indiana? And the answer is B, Allentown, Pennsylvania. It is also one of the 10 warmest winters on record, for all 12 of the Northeast states being Rhode Island, Maryland, West Virginia, Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Massachusetts, and New Jersey, plus New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Okay, wet category. Who had their wettest February on record reporting since 1898? Was it A, San Juan, Puerto Rico, B, Dallas, Texas, C, Topeka, Kansas, or D, Burlington, Vermont? Answer is A, San Juan, Puerto Rico. They experienced 8.23 inches of rain, making it their wettest February on record. Okay, now for snow. Which state had their snowiest February on record? Is it A, Wyoming, B, Georgia, C, Indiana, or D, California? Okay, the answer is A, Wyoming, specifically Casper, Wyoming, who had a record of 28.4 inches of snow. And the dry category, which state had their driest February on record? A, Virginia, B, North Dakota, C, California, or D, Louisiana? And that would be C, California, with only 0.20 inches of precipitation. So dry. And for the wind category, which state had the strongest non-tornadic, again, that's no tornado, wind gust of February 2020? Is it A, Mississippi, B, Delaware, C, South Carolina, or D, Massachusetts? The answer is D, Massachusetts, with wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour. The strong winds downed trees and wires and knocked out power to over 80,000 customers and set a record lowest February air pressure for Hartford, Connecticut, and caused whiteout conditions in northern Maine, and had snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches per hour, that's a lot of snow, in central New York, and thunderstorm. Whew, what a storm. If you were here last month, the answer to the wacky category for January 2020 was B. As of the printing of the data, the first inch of snow had still not fallen in those four states. So crazy. And for this month's wacky category, because it's the end of winter, we're going to go and do who broke their February maximum snowfall record. Was it A, Central Colorado, B, Western New Mexico, C, Eastern Montana, or D, Southern Illinois? And you'll have to tune in next time to get the answer. If you were here last month, the answer to the wacky category for January 2020 was B. As of the printing of the data, the first inch of snow had still not fallen in those four states. So crazy. And for this month's wacky category, because it's the end of winter, we're going to go and do who broke their February maximum snowfall record. Was it A, Central Colorado, B, Western New Mexico, C, Eastern Montana, or D, Southern Illinois? And you'll have to tune in next time to get the answer. So, did you get them all right? Did you get half right? Well, hopefully either way you enjoyed this trivia time, and I'll see you again next month.